JP brought it up before the break. Monica got a very interesting letter.
Monica,
a couple days ago, I think it was.
Was the letter addressed to you, or was it addressed to the show?
It was addressed to my Facebook name and the station address.
Okay.
All right.
So whoever got the mail was like, who the hell is this?
Yeah. The receptionist was like, I don't know if this is you, but.
All right.
So Monica got this letter, and it happens a lot in radio where you get letters, and they generally are multiple pages and long from people who are in prison.
Right.
And in my experience, you have to be somewhat careful depending on who the person is.
Now, this guy, he's doing 20 years for shooting somebody?
I don't know how much time he's doing, but he did shoot someone, but they didn't die. He didn't kill anybody, but he shot someone.
Oh, well, then, okay. You should be fine, then.
He seems, honestly, just seems so nice, like genuinely, sincerely nice.
Of course. Right. I mean, and this is the first contact you guys have had?
What nice people don't shoot other people?
Right.
I don't know what the situation was. Was it self-defense? He didn't really go into detail if it was self-defense or if it was with a group of people. I have no idea what his situation is.
Right.
And whatever the situation is, he's clearly incarcerated, so he's paying his debt to society.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Is he currently, you're going to answer him back, I assume.
I mean,
do you know how much time he's got left, or like how deep did the letter go?
It was 3 pages front and back, like on a regular.
So 6 pages, really?
Yeah.
Front, back, front, back, front, back?
Yeah.
Wow. He does have a lot of time on his hands.
Yep.
Well, the one was on July 4th, and then the other one was July 12th because he thought he was going to be transferred. And then this is how it even started. He said he was listening. He plays there. I guess they have band rehabilitation or something. And someone stuck cigarettes and something else in inside the drum thingy. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
Calvin's going to kill me. You know, the
drum thingy is,
the bass
is,
drum?
Right? Go ahead.
Yeah. he's going to kill me. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, and so they thought it was him and it wasn't. And so he was in like isolation, blah, blah. They only gave him back a radio and 2 other things. And he was like, I don't ever listen to the radio. I listen to MP3. But he turned it on. He heard it was on the station. He heard us talking. He heard us laughing. He just thinks we're fun, and it keeps him happy gives him hope. And
awesome.
I like that. Yeah.
Good.
But he only addressed the letter to you. See, the thing is, he doesn't want to do anything to us with his penis. He
doesn't want it. He's super respectful. It wasn't anything like that. He was.
Well, why did he reach out to the woman on the show?
I don't. Because
the guy's in jail.
He did say something to the effect of he liked my laugh and that he thinks I'm positive. And he said he likes you too, but you guys don't come off as positive as I do, and that he needs the positivity while he's in there.
We come off too male is what happens.
Right.
He's around too many guys.
We come off sounding like he's the people he's surrounded by.
No.
You have boobies.
No. He doesn't have internet access, so he's never seen a picture of me. So it's not about that.
So how did he get your Facebook and all that stuff?
Exactly.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, you think it is?
He has to have some internet access if he knows that.
Monica,
I didn't think of that.
You're going to end up chopped up in a box with your cats. Stop it.
No,
because he's incarcerated. So
I understand
He listens. And by the way, he went back and listened to all the archive shows. He's listened to everything.
But he doesn't have any internet access.
But he has a phone. He has
I see.
Oh, he's allowed to have a smartphone, but he doesn't have internet.
Yes, they smuggle.
You're going to end up dead in a box with your cats. I'm telling you.
A phone is the same. Same idea.
He but my point is he likes the show. He likes you guys. He
that's
likes
good.
Us. So that's a
it's
positive
It's nice that
thing.
We can bring hope, as you said, that he said. And he can laugh a little bit and hang out with us. That's good, even
he's
though
older.
He's not physically
he's,
hanging out with us.
He's
How
like
old is he?
54. No, he just turned 55.
So he's your age.
He's older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't
Very
had
nice.
A Monica's age
Jackass.
Joke on the show. It feels
I know.
Like months.
I just have plenty of time in November when my birthday hits.
Right. And so the point of 6 pages of a handwritten letter is getting to know you, like telling you about himself and saying how much he loves the show and trying to make a connection, right?
Yeah. And he said he doesn't expect anything written back. He said he was getting transferred because of a little incident. So he wasn't sure where he was going to be, but to mail it to this address. And he wasn't like, you better write me back. He was just like, if you want to, I understand if you can't. He was super, super respectful and nice.
I don't know where I'm going to be, but I know where you are.
No, it's not how it is.
Don't mail it to me at this address. I might be transferred for an incident.
Right.
What could that be, you wonder?
He's nice.
What do they get transferred for out of one prison? What incident?
He said, no.
P.S. Monica, it turns out your snooch blood is the same as the blood of my victim.
He said that whenever there's an incident like that where they have to isolate him, that anybody, that then from there on, they even though if you get proven you didn't do anything wrong, you still have to transfer wherever you're from. Mm-hmm.
So if you reply,
is there,
in replying to a prison letter to someone you don't even know, right? So it's just a out of the blue, random guy. You don't know him. He doesn't know you. Is there any positive that will come out of it? Or can it? Is it really leaning toward it might only come out to be a negative thing? Like, do you think you can communicate with him and have a letter relationship that'll be all right without it getting too either clingy or uncomfortable or I want to meet you when I get out?
No, I see no negative. I don't know if it'll be benefit, not even a little bit, because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to respond because I think it deserve. He took time out.
That's nice.
Not that he's doing anything else, I guess, but he took time to write me, and I think it's the nice thing and the correct thing to do to write him back. Now, after that, I don't know that it'll be a pen pal situation or anything, but he deserves a letter back.
That's nice.
Well, he picked the right person, too.
Yeah, you're very empathetic and very
kind.
Are,
Maybe he's heard you talk about how, you know, second chances and
absolutely.
You go away, you pay your debt and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, and people in prison need someone to communicate with. And the thing is, will he be that personality that unfortunately may latch on to you and that's not what you are expecting out of this?
I'm not going to
be chopped up in a box with your cat.
You guys know.
My experience with it is latching. It's tough.
The only way it can latch is if I continue it. I will write him back and I'll be happy to write him back. But then I'm done. Then that's my obligation is over. If he wants to write me after that, that's cool. But I'm done.
What if you won't go back and forth constantly?
No, there will be no.
He sends you a D pic and it's down to his kneecap.
No, he wouldn't. You can't. That's no.
She'll be in a squad car with a light going to the prison.
Right.
No.
I'm his attorney.
Clear the roadways.
Right. Hey, Steve, on line one. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys? Monica, why don't you send him some nudes or something? Help the guy out.
No, I'm good. It's not even
any
like that.
Any chance of a conjugal visit, maybe, Monica?
No.
One-time conjugal?
I wonder if the prisoners heard the episode where they talked about the condor. Maybe you got a prison gang rape fantasy?
No. All of this is no, Steve.
All or no's, all Steve.
These
sorry.
These are all no's.
You're a liar.
About what? What am I lying about?
Monica, you dirty girl.
Oh, this is the dirty whore guy? Oh.
I see.
Yeah, you know how I know it was the dirty whore guy? Because he hung up.
It would make his day if you sent him nudes, even without your face showing, like just body nudes. It would make that guy's day. He's right about that, but you know that.
You guys know the story about my mom and the prisoner, right? I am not following this whole.
Wait, what?
What?
You guys know that. I've told that story, haven't I?
Did you tell it? The mom and the prisoner?
Not doing this. I'm not going to repeat past mistakes, so I'm just going to be nice and write him back and be done. Oh, I thought I told you guys. She totally, I guess, dated at first a guy that was in prison that she met in a hospital. They met because she happened to be there with someone else, and he was, like, chained to other people, like, linked up. And he somehow, some way, found a way to slip her a note that says, I think you're cute. Like, that's literally what it says, and apparently that's all it takes with my mom.
As he's handcuffed?
Yes. And then next thing you know, there's conjugal visits. We're getting collect calls, and they're totally dating or whatever the heck it is for months. And then I can't believe I didn't tell you guys this. And then it's a time for him to get out. And he's in like New Jersey somewhere, and we're in Buffalo. And so it's time for him to come out, and she brings him home. By the way, I'm 16 years old. Just, you know, bring this guy home to 16-year-old girl. And he must have been in there a while because you know how you leave with the clothes you had on? And he had on, like, a 70s, like, the huge collar. Remember when the collars would go all the way out? Like, he had that on, so who knows how long he was in prison.
Okay.
They get married.
My God.
Right away. This is husband number. I lose track after a while. And then less than a month later, there was 2 weeks after they got married, he tried to kill her. in the bedroom. He tried to strangle her. And then 2 weeks after that, he tried to strangle her, and only she escaped and ran into a 7-Eleven and called the cops, and then he went back to jail.
Wow. That's crazy.
Anyway, my point is, I've learned.
But I love him.
I am not going to be that woman. So I'm just going to write this guy back and done.
Right.
What a story that is with your mom. Oh, my God.
It is just one husband. That's just one story with one husband. That's the shortest
marriage.
Yeah,
I know, but that's a good story. How? I can't believe he almost killed her twice.
How broken are you?
Oh.
How broken of a human are you when you think it's a good idea? Or it's okay to bring some guy that you've been banging in prison home to stay with you in a place where your 16-year-old daughter is. Like, how dumb, how broken and stupid could you possibly be?
Kathy.
Like, how busted could your moral compass possibly be to think that that was a good idea?
Did she even check with him on what he was in for, what crimes he had committed? Because if they were violent crimes, maybe she would have had a clue that he was, like, someone who might choke her or do harm to her family. Like,
I don't know. Again, I was 16. I'd only remember being on the end of answering the phone and hearing, because this is in the mid-80s, and hearing, do you accept a quick call from blah, 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 or whatever? And it's like, okay.
Blah, 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 penitentiary.
Yeah. So I remember being on that end of it and her talking for hours and hours, and then she'd go visit him.
She would drive from Buffalo all the way to, like, New Jersey?
Wherever in New Jersey. I don't know if she flew or drove or whatever, but we'd be alone for the weekend for that. I mean,
kids
we're
alone?
Old enough. Well, we're not eight.
Yeah, right, okay.
But I remember her being gone and stuff. And then that lasted 3 months or so before he got out, and then they got married right away.
My God.
That is the one wedding I boycotted. I refused because I didn't like the guy.
Nice choice.
I did. That was the one wedding. They said it was such and such a day or whatever, and I'm like, I got to work, and I took all the shifts at the Dairy Queen. I took all the shifts.
I got to work at the Dairy Queen.
I am not going to that wedding, yeah.
Wow.
I got to make some extra dilly bars today. I will not be at the wedding.
Jesus.
What a story, Monica. I can't even believe the things that have gone on
anyway,
in your life.
With this dude, even with responding back to him, just like...
tread lightly.
Proceed with caution.
Yep. I'm just going to write him back and say nice things, and I'm done.
Don't get personal. Keep it general.
Yeah. Just want him to know that it's all good, and he's paying his debt, and he'll be all right.
Don't put a return address.
No.
It'll be the state, because he addressed it to the station.
Or find somebody that you don't like and put their return address on it. Like, if you're still pissed off at Anna, send her address.
I'm never mad at Anna. Stop the
rumors.
Yeah,
sign it. Love Anna.
I got a Molotov cocktail with a match sticker. I smoke my cigarette with style. And I can tell you, honey, you can make my money tonight.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.